Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another weekly edition of the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, your host and personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate. I've been producing this show since 2008, and it's all about giving you knowledge, resources, and a lot of motivation to manage your money the best ways possible and create a richer life. And today's show is going to be about tools. We all love to use tools to manage our finances. So I'm grateful that you have downloaded the show. And I also want to thank you for taking the time to rate the show on Apple Podcasts or even sending your favorite episode to a friend. Most of you know that we publish a new show every Wednesday, so when you subscribe, it will automatically pop into your podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever you're using. I want to thank someone who recently submitted a really great review. The name is E-Commerce Man, who said, "I listen to the Money Girl podcast all the time. I use her invaluable Facebook group. Everyone there is so helpful. Laura even used my questions to do an episode. The info she shared there were things I couldn't find searching hours on Google. Thanks for everything, Laura." Well, thank you, E-Commerce Man. So if you have a moment to review the show, I would really appreciate it. All right, let's get on to today's topic, which, as I mentioned, is about tools. There are so many business and personal finance programs and apps, and they've gotten really popular because they're just so easy to use on your computer or your smartphone, no matter what you're trying to achieve with your money. Maybe it's sticking to a budget, investing for retirement, building a side business, or even shopping for insurance, there is a digital tool or program that can help. So in today's podcast, I'm going to cover 8 of my favorite free or low-cost programs and apps that can help you make better financial decisions and achieve your goals. They're not the only programs I use, but, you know, I can only give you so much information in a 15 or 20 minute show. But I think these 8 are a great place to start if you're not using them. If you get in the habit of using digital tools to manage every aspect of your money, you're going to quickly see your financial life improve. And as always, don't feel like you have to take notes. You're going to find the show notes and the complete archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 624, called 8 Best Tools to Manage Every Aspect of Your Money in 2020. All right, so the first tool we're going to talk about is Quicken. Quicken is really probably one of the most popular personal finance programs out there, and I have used it for decades, and it's changed a lot over time. If I can only recommend one money management tool for you, I think this would be it. Quicken has become the gold standard because it can handle just about every aspect of your personal finances, such as budgeting, paying bills, tracking investments, isolating tax-related transactions, and reporting. So what happens is, after you sync up your financial accounts with Quicken, it automatically connects and then pulls in your cleared transactions. But you can also enter transactions manually if you don't want to connect to your financial accounts online. But that connection is definitely going to save you a lot of time. What happens is you'll see a register for each of your accounts or your credit cards that you link up. And you can also view all of your transactions together. And there are Quicken mobile apps that sync up with your desktop version. So you can easily switch between devices and you'll just always have access to your information wherever you are. Once you assign categories to transactions, such as income from an employer or credit card purchases for groceries or clothing, Quicken will start to remember it. And that's really cool because it can save a lot of time. And once you have your categorization all set up, you can easily see how much you've spent this month on food, gas, retirement contributions, or any category that you create. You can view your income and expenses over any period of time, and you can also see simple graphs and reports. While Quicken is not free, you can definitely choose from a suite of products that are affordable, and it really depends on the functions that you need. For $34.99 per year, the starter version allows you to see all your accounts in one place. You can create a budget, have categories set up automatically, and manage money from anywhere. So I think that's a really great value. Now, if you want to step up to Quicken Deluxe, that's $49.99 a year, or the Premier plan is $74.99. You get a lot more advanced features like managing loans, investments, and taxes. All of these versions that I've mentioned are available on Windows or Mac, and they come with a 30-day free trial. So I always recommend that you give one of these programs that I'm mentioning a trial. Just see how it can fit into your process and if it fits your lifestyle. All right, the second tool we'll cover is QuickBooks. So Quicken and QuickBooks used to be owned by Intuit, but now they've split off. And so QuickBooks is an Intuit product, and it's really more for small business. QuickBooks is a better solution for managing company finances. Just like with Quicken, once you enter the credentials for various financial accounts, such as banks, credit cards, and lenders, it will connect and aggregate all of your data into a dashboard. And you can categorize your transactions or use customized labels. QuickBooks really quickly learns which categories to assign to different transactions. So that saves a bunch of time if you've got a lot of transactions. But you can always change categories or even split entries between multiple categories. There are a variety of QuickBooks versions for the self-employed that range from $7 up to $17 per month. These allow you to send and track invoices, separate personal and business expenses, make estimated tax payments, track mileage, and even get advice from a CPA when needed. Now, if you have employees, QuickBooks versions for small businesses are a little bit more expensive, but not much more. They range from $12 up to $35 per month, and they come with additional functions for managing contractors, billing, expense reports, and even offer payroll support for an additional charge. QuickBooks has an even higher end tier if you are a mid-sized company with multiple users and you want more functions like restricting access by role, paying sales tax, and business analytics. That's $75 per month. If you can afford any version of QuickBooks, you're going to get a lot for your money. Plus, most accountants and bookkeepers use it. So it's really easy to get help or to share your files for professional tax preparation. Okay, moving on to tool number three, which is Mile IQ. If you drive for your job or for your own business, Mile IQ is just an amazing, fantastic app that allows you to track your mileage automatically. Now, a lot of other programs are now starting to do this. QuickBooks has a version in their app that will track mileage, but I think Mile IQ is the original and it probably does it better than a lot of other apps. You just install the app on your smartphone, you keep the phone in your vehicle while you're driving, and it just works in the background. The app uses GPS to monitor your vehicle movement and to calculate the distance on each of your trips. So once you get to a destination, the app is going to prompt you to allocate each trip as personal or business, and then it creates a log for that mileage. It's kind of like a Fitbit for driving, and it truly is a game changer for keeping up with your mileage, for keeping up with where and when you drive and how far you go, which is really important if you're going to calculate a vehicle tax deduction. Mile IQ also has a desktop dashboard for analyzing your drives, printing reports by dates, locations, or events. And it also integrates with other expense tracking programs that you may be familiar with, such as Concur and FreshBooks. You can try out Mile IQ's free version, which gives you up to 40 trips per month. So the free version might be enough for you if you don't drive that much. If you need to upgrade to the premium version, it's just $5.99 per month for unlimited miles. So no matter if you submit mileage to an employer for reimbursement or you claim it as a business tax deduction for your own business, Mile IQ will revolutionize how you keep up with miles. Tool number four, Credit Karma. You've probably heard me talk about Credit Karma before. This is an amazing program that allows you to keep up with your credit reports and your credit scores. This is critical because, as you know, credit ripples through your entire financial life. So Credit Karma is, I think, the easiest place to get all this information for free. Now, annualcreditreport.com is still the official credit report site. Problem is, it doesn't have credit scores. All it does is give you your credit reports, which is great, but you can only access those free reports once every 12 months. Once you create a free Credit Karma account and you verify your identity, you get a free TransUnion and Equifax credit report and credit score as often as once a week. Yes, you're going to see plenty of ads and financial product recommendations, but it's a pretty fair trade for the data that you get at Credit Karma. Some of the information they give you is how to improve your credit scores, how your credit scores compare to others, and how your scores have changed over time. It's some really great insight that's going to help you know if your scores are moving in the right direction, or maybe if they're going down because you've become the victim of identity theft. I've used Credit Karma for many years, and I try to do a monthly checkup on my credit. It just takes a minute to log in and get an overview and make sure you don't have any errors dragging down your scores.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Tool number five is Dinkytown. You can get there at dinkytown.net or dinkytown.com. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing dinky about this website. It is a massive collection of financial calculators. If you need the answer to just about any financial question, such as whether to get a 15 or 30-year mortgage, whether to lease or buy a car, or how long your retirement savings will last, you need to check out Dinkytown. It is probably the largest collection of financial calculators in one place. They say they have more than 400. No matter what numbers you need help crunching for your personal or business finances, there is probably a Dinkytown tool that can do it. They have calculators for investments, retirement, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, debt, insurance, taxes, business, and more. And their data is available for different countries and also for consumers who speak different languages, such as Spanish and French. Number six, Bankrate. Bankrate is an amazing program. It's a website that you can use to compare and shop just about any financial product that you might need. But what you can probably use it for right away is insurance. Insurance is an expense that we all have to pay. So, you know, I say, why pay more than you have to when you can easily shop and compare quotes? The secret to cutting insurance costs is just to compare. You've got to shop around at least once a year, particularly for auto insurance. Many people don't realize that rates vary considerably from insurer to insurer. They can even fluctuate throughout the year. So you want to make sure to compare the price that you're paying right now to what other insurers are offering. No matter if you need coverage for your car or for a home that you own or you rent, Bankrate.com is a really great place to start. You're going to get free quotes from the nation's top insurance companies at the best price. It really just centralizes a ton of information in one place. And as I mentioned, you can shop and compare many other financial products for free, including mortgage loans, credit cards, high-yield savings accounts, and personal loans. Plus, they have thousands of articles with personal finance advice to help you make better financial decisions. All right, tool number seven is Betterment. If you want an incredibly easy-to-use investing platform with low fees, it just doesn't get any better than Betterment. I've been using Betterment for, probably now over a decade. They offer regular investing accounts, tax advantage retirement accounts, and they recently added savings and checking accounts to their mix. Betterment automatically manages your investments by, you know, doing all the things that we typically don't do as consumers. They're rebalancing, they're reinvesting dividends, they're handling recurring deposits. They do all of that for you. Plus, you get access to their team of licensed financial experts if you want extra advice and support. The annual cost to use Betterment is 0.25%. of your account balance, which makes it really affordable even if you're just starting out with a low amount. And once you have more, if you've got $100,000 or more, the fee does increase to 0.4%, but you also have unlimited access to their certified financial planners for a lot more personalized advice. I have enjoyed using Betterment for literally more than a decade now, and I'm always impressed with their customer service, communications, and their affordable fees. The experience on your desktop or their mobile device is incredibly streamlined and straightforward. It really makes creating accounts, setting goals, transferring funds, and monitoring your progress a joy. All right, our last tool, number eight, is Acorns. If you're new to investing or you're struggling to save, try out this app. It's the original micro investing app. Once you link Acorns to your debit or your credit cards, it automatically sweeps and invests the difference between your purchase cost and the nearest whole dollar that you set. Here's an example. Let's say you have a credit card and you charge $20.50 on something. The app could round that purchase up to $21 and will deduct 50 cents from your bank account to invest. So if you tell it round up to the next dollar, it's going to do that. And so it's going to take that 50 cents and set it aside to invest. Or you could set Acorns to round up to the next $5 increment, and then it would take out $4.50 from your account and invest it. So using these roundups is a pretty tech-savvy way to invest so-called spare change in a diversified portfolio of exchange-traded funds. And you can also invest lump sums or set up recurring deposits as small as $5. Acorns also offers tax advantage retirement accounts, such as an IRA or a SEP IRA if you're self-employed. If you're only using the investing app, it's $1 per month. But if you add a retirement account to the mix, you're going to pay $2 per month, and that's up to $1 million balance. And Acorns also has a no-fee FDIC insured checking account called Acorns Spend. And you can use all three of these Acorns services for a total cost of $3 per month. The only downside of Acorns is that paying flat fees instead of a percentage of your balance can add up to a relatively high cost when you have a small account balance. So the goal is definitely to get those balances as high as possible. All of these terrific apps and programs that I've mentioned give you the chance to fully understand your finances, to save money, and take your money management skills to the next level. By experimenting with different technology, you can find solutions that really work for your personal or your business style. So I would encourage you to try something new. And as I mentioned, most have free trials, so there's really no risk. And before we go, some tools that I offer are online courses. One that has been very popular is my best-selling online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. If you want to get help with your debt and improve your financial life by maybe getting out of debt completely this year, I want to help you. If you've got credit card debt, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt, this course is going to help you create a plan to get out of debt, and it's going to give you some really strong strategies to whittle down that debt, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. If you want to learn more, just send me a text message. Text the phrase debt course, it's DEBTCOURSE, to the number 33444, and I'm going to send you an email that will give Money Girl listeners a special 75% off discount as my New Year's promotion that I'm continuing because I've gotten some, you know, really good response from you guys. Check it out, and I hope to see you in class. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard, Steve Rickyberg, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, as I mentioned, we'd love you to rate it and review it. And you might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.